Buenos días, Carlo, and thank you for joining us today at Business Spotlight Series.
Thank you. A pleasure.
Today, we have Carlo Scaramuza, Managing Director at CSD Air Conditioning Limited. They specialize in providing air conditioning for businesses, including servicing, repairs, and installations. So, Carlo, welcome. How can you tell us a little bit more about what you do and for how long you've been doing it?
Yeah, so been in business now for just over 6 years. We're into year seven now. It's been a long journey to get to where we've got to. Initially, there was just myself. 2017, June 2017. It was just myself in a van. And going out there and trying to win work and get people to put that trust in you. Initially, you know, it's a long, slow process, and it really takes a lot of time and effort and drive, commitment. So yeah, to see where we are now, you know, from me in a van to now 18 strong employees on the payroll. We've got a fleet of 12 vehicles, and just looking to progress really on a monthly basis. So yeah, that's pretty much where it started, where we are now, and just having that fire in the belly to keep going and making it something that I probably thought it wouldn't actually even be at the start.
Brilliant. So, Carlo, was this something you always wanted to do, or how did you come about with the idea and jumped onto this?
Yeah, so basically, my father, he was my tradesman. My father was an air conditioning engineer, and I'll tell you a bit in a minute. But that's come full circle. But I did all my GCSEs at school, and I was actually born on Christmas Day, so I couldn't leave school until I was 16, but I wasn't 16 until I'd completed 5 or 6 months of fifth year. But you know, the school kind of got, you know, they got the realization that I didn't really want to be there.
Yeah,
and I'd already had a job lined up with my dad, at the company he was at the time, so they actually released me early. And I started on the books January the following year, when I went up just after I turned 16. So, yeah, I worked at that company with my dad for 16 and a half years.
Brilliant.
Initially, I was his apprentice, and went through all the college process, SPQ level 2, level 3, actually got the college prize for apprentice of the year, first year and third year. Yeah, so first year and third year I got the college prize for apprentice of the year. So there was early signs there, I promise. But obviously never foreseen what was to come, you know. But I did my time, obviously 16 and a half years at the one company, you know, coming through the ranks and just putting in that time and effort. And my dad was there for that full duration as well. So kind of worked. I ended up actually going into the service side of the game. My dad's predominantly installation. So I had my hand in sort of both sides of that company, doing different things and gaining the knowledge and the experience. And at the time, you think you're hard done by. You know, you're going through tough times and, you know, 16 and a half years just doing all different kinds of things. And I used to, at times, you know, it was a challenge, you know. But looking back now, it was always meant to be, you know, the challenges that I was going through at that time, they were to obviously prepare me for running a business, you know. So I now have that knowledge and experience with all different types of situations. Well, I now think, you know, there's very rarely something will faze me or something will pop up that I can't actually manage or I've not actually experienced before. So yeah, that was kind of the start of my journey, and through those years and gaining the knowledge and experience, and it came full circle actually, because after a year and a half in business, my dad actually came to work at CSD as our installation engineer.
Really? That's wonderful.
So he was actually our first employee when we wanted to go and take that next step and start get another van on the road and bring in employees. So obviously natural cycle would be to look to my father. And that's what we did. We went and brought him in. We actually brought my brother in as well. My brother was actually a time served mechanic with Arnold Clark. And 5 years ago, we went and brought him in as well. He'll be 5 years service in January. So him and having a mechanical background, it was kind of easy, the transition for him. And then that period for him at the start, he was actually out with my father. So he did installations with my father for CSD. So it was just a big, a big circle, the cycle coming round full circle, should I say. And we've still got the two of them here working for the business. So it's fantastic, guys. It's just good to see. It's something you don't envisage.
Yes.
It's certainly something you wouldn't even think would be a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's probably the first time I've actually thought about it, to be honest.
Yeah, well, that's really, I mean, you that must be so proud of you, you know?
So I know, he does tell me that sometimes. We don't really have that relationship where I tell him he's good and he tells me I'm good. It's love hate at times, but there's that mutual respect, you know. I know he knows what he's doing. He knows that I know what I'm doing, and you know, we come to an agreement. Nobody's ever right. I'm not right. He's not right. We just move on.
Yeah. Brilliant. I love it. Well, by the way, I was born the day before you did, so I'm one day older than you. I was born in Christmas Eve. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Well, we can't all be special.
Yes. Yeah. So, Carlo, you mentioned you've been an apprentice, okay?
Yes.
And now you mentioned before the interview we were talking, and you said that you've got four apprentices.
Five.
Very yes. good. That places you in a great position to recruit who you were,
yeah,
and then coach them, mentor them,
yeah,
to set them for success. Yes.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about, you know, your philosophy, your of recruiting apprenticeships. Why do you do that? We discussed this before, but maybe you can.
Yeah. So I just think you know, I always wanted to get the business to a level where we could bring youths in. Don't really like using the term off the streets. You know, bring youths in who need a chance. You know, they might not have the best of grades. They might not have any grades. You know, and it's not something that we have asked for, to be honest. We've not asked for any grades or SVQs or whatever the children go through now in school. We have brought some very well-mannered and eager and keen driven youths from the local DRC Youth Project. They work in partnership with Working Right. Basically, what the DRC Youth Project do is they bring kind of kids in from sort of maybe 15, 16 years old up to, I think it's 24 years old, they can even bring them into. Adverse backgrounds, you know, not the best of situations. Some people come from good backgrounds and just needing a chance, maybe just lost their way in life, or don't know what they want to do with themselves, you know, just need guidance. And we actually we actually struck up a partnership with them. And we've now got three DRC youth project working right individuals at the business now, aged between 16 and 18. One of them has already started college. It started in August. So we've got two apprentices at college, and now three are being prepared for a year before they get sent next year. I wanted to get the company to a level where we could do that, you know, bring youths in and give youth a chance, you know, because some, you know, I think we've kind of lost that on society, you know, just always, it just seems as if people have always just looked down their noses at young ones now, and I can see the point sometimes, you know, they're not always the best behaved, but there is hidden gems out there, just need an opportunity. And I was wanting to be that person who had that business, who was willing to take chances on the youth of today. And you know, we've got five great boys. You know, they're brilliant, they're respectful, and you know, they do what they're asked to do, you know, and they're willing to learn. It's great to see because I was obviously given that opportunity when I was 16. And again, just coming full circle, a man putting his trust in me to give me that chance. And I felt as if I repaid him over those 16 and a half years to then go and do my thing. And then again, bring in boys who can then kind of get an opportunity from me. And if they want to stay for that period of time, then that'll be on them. But we're not really looking past their college time. I'm happy just getting boys through college. If they want to spread their wings and go elsewhere and they feel somewhere else is better, then so be it, you know. A lot of companies, I think, go down the route where they think, oh, putting them through college, we're paying them their full salary for the two-week blocks every time they're away, and, you know, they could leave at the end and we get nothing, you know, because it actually costs you to put them to college. You don't get paid. It costs you to put them there. And you need to pay their salaries while they're there, and you're losing them for half of the year for 3 years. So, but you know, that's on me. I'm taking that on my shoulders. I want to make that a thing, and I'm not going to stop at five. Next year we'll be recruiting again. We'll be looking for probably another two apprentices to bring them in for a year and nurture them through as well. And I think that's a process that has to happen now, just with the industry, the way it is, and the skill set, and you know that. You know, people don't want to work anymore as such, do they? So, yeah, bring the youths in, give them a chance. I'll be that person who's going to be there to support them. My knowledge and my experience from when I was at college and the adverse situations I was in, you know, everything's an experience, and it's preparing you for your working life after you finish college. You can then go with those certificates, you can go and do whatever you want in any country you want in our industry. Air conditioning, refrigeration, it's all over the world. You know, yes. You can go anywhere. Yes. So it's giving them that chance, being there for them to support them when maybe times are not good, you know, and nurturing them through and speaking to them from my experience and handing them my experience, my knowledge. And obviously we've got great guys around about. My father's here, obviously, and an old head, you know, he's been probably through more than I've been through. And it's just about having the right people at the right time, guiding them. But it's a two-way street, you know, they need to want to do it. They need to want to do it. So
it's wonderful to hear. You not only run a successful business, but you're also helping young people succeed.
Yeah, yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, it's a big thing for me. It is a big thing for me, you know. I want to see people getting a chance, you know. And that is it. If I get up every morning just wanting people to succeed and have a smile on their face, that's it, you know. Your drive can't be anywhere else. It can't be in monetary value or thinking about monetary value. It's got to be in helping people and providing a service. That's what it's all about. I wake up every morning wanting to provide a good service to people, and that is the main drive. Yes. So, and that's flipped. You know, initially when you start the business, you want the money, you want the house, you want the Ferrari, you want the watch. You soon realize that that isn't what you want. Yeah. It's not what you want. And you're concentrating on the wrong thing, which I did at the start. I did at the start. But we never grew when I concentrated on the wrong things.
Yes.
When you strip it back and you start concentrating on providing a good service, daily basis, you know, consistency, and then helping people and going over and above for people and concentrating on being there for the right reasons.
Yes.
Everything else comes at the back of it.
This reminds me, Carlo, one of the best books I've read this year. I mean, I've read quite a few books, but this year, one I've just finished reading is called The Monk That Sold His Ferrari. It's a self-help book.
By the way, I never had a Ferrari. It was just a thought.
Yes, and he talks about, you know, serving, you know.
Yeah.
Using work to serve people. Rather, some people are really, you know, oh, the big house, the big car, the big yacht.
Yes.
But that doesn't fill the heart, right?
Yes.
But serving others and making them successful, it's a lot more, it goes a long way.
Yeah.
Can you recommend a book that you've read that had an impact in your life, or a podcast?
A major one for me, and it was actually called The Secret. The Secret.
Okay, The Secret.
Yep, Rhonda Byrne.
Okay, I've heard of it, I haven't read it.
I keep it with me every single day. Protection.
Brilliant. Yeah, I have heard of it, so you're not the first person who tells me that, so I'm going to take it up.
That changed my life. Probably saved my life, to be honest. That book. I was burning the candle at both ends. Again, at the start, you know, the first 3 years in business, burning the candle at both ends and concentrating on the wrong things, as I said previously. But I got to a stage at the end of year three, where I could go either way. You know, I knew that I could get to where I am now, but I also knew that I could just coast along and make enough money and still go out partying and, you know, do the things that are not going to make you successful. When I say successful, I mean nothing to do with monetary value, all to do with helping people and providing a great service. So that's what I base success on. I base it on how many people you can help. You know, that's what my true success will be how many people I've helped over the years. And that book, it's all about sort of manifestations and changing your mindset to manifest things into your reality. And I gave up alcohol because of that book, basically, 17th of August 2020, so over 3 years ago. I gave up alcohol, gambling, personal social media, all the distractions, really. Read the book, and that's what it made me do, basically. And to be still, I'm living a life now with meditation and ice baths and Reiki, sound healing, sound bowls, all the spiritual side of the universe, shall we call it, and living my life by the universe every day and God, you know. And that basically changed my life, that book. It saved my life, that book, you know. And it was my wife who had made me watch. It was actually an interview with Tommy Marrott. James English was interviewing Tommy Marrott. It's Tommy Marrott, isn't it? And I watched that, and then I read the book. And It just changed my life forever. I started manifesting and doing all the meditation and being positive energy every single day. And just creating a positive environment where seeing every single situation, even negative situations, as a positive. There's always a positive and a negative because it's teaching you something. So I live my life by that now. I just every this is how I can give the young ones experience the guidance, because I've been through so many adverse situations myself, and I've came full circle to then having a clear mind every single day when I wake up and doing the right things and then manifesting and keeping the mindset. I always say to the boys, if you can conquer your own brain, your own mind, you'll conquer anything, because that's the only thing that holds you back, you know? And you can do it. You can do anything you want in life. You just need to believe, you know? You just need to believe. So that was the changing point after 3 years. I read the book, started doing the right things, and it probably took about a year after that to change, for the changes, to be seeing the changes, should I say. So I started seeing the changes, and all the things I was doing for the 12 months previous, they started to come to fruition, started getting bigger contracts and more employees, more vans. And that was all through helping more people. And I always done things the right way. I started the business with a mindset where I wanted to do everything the right way, no matter if it cost me or not. And I would learn from those, I wouldn't say failures, but not pricing things properly, or maybe taking something a bit cheap to get your name out there, you know, just kind of trying to prove to people that you can do what you're saying you can do. And that's where it grew from. It actually grew from that book. And I still live my life through ice bath meditation and crystals up to now.
That's brilliant. Do you recommend that book to the apprentices you get through work? Have you?
I've not, because although I do the things I do spiritually, and I know the things that I know, and I know the things that work for me. I know it works for everybody, but you have to have the mindset to do it. But I never put it on to other people. I would never, unless they asked, you know. I do get a lot of people asking.
They don't know, Carlo, they don't know what they don't know. And I always say, your business will grow as much as you grow.
Yes.
Your life will grow much as you grow.
Yes.
And books have also changed my life. And a book or a good conversation with a mentor can trigger something here, which puts new thoughts, new thinking in your head, and your thoughts will generate a change of behavior.
Yeah.
Reading that book changed the way you thought, and changing the way you thought changed your behavior, and your behavior, your actions, and the results out of it.
Yeah.
So people don't know what they don't know. You don't force it, but hey, you know, I recommend many books to many people, depending what they need.
I just wouldn't like to be a preacher, you know, because I see people preaching, you know. I know that if you change your mindset, your outlook in life, be more positive. Don't look down on people. See every negative situation as a positive, which is a very, very strong position to be in. You know, see the positive and the negatives. There's always a positive and a negative, because it's actually teaching you something that you've been doing maybe for a period of time that you shouldn't be doing. And if you change the thought process to from why is this happening to me to what is this teaching me? As soon as you flip that, it's only one sentence. You just flip that, and then before you know it, you're like, what is this teaching me? And then you see a different side to it. So it's a very strong place to be. I believe that my mindset's strong because of reading books, you know, watching certain podcasts, seeing people's stories and how they've changed, and, you know, be open to everything. All you need to do is manifest one thing, and then you start to believe.
Yes.
You know? And then once you read manifest books, you then get into different books, and, you know, and it just becomes a journey of books and podcasts, and you start doing things that other people are doing. Before you know it, the universe is looking after you. And as long as you're doing things the right way on a daily basis and doing the right things and being positive and looking after people, you know, you'll be rewarded every single day. You know, and I don't I believe in God, but not God as in I believe in religion. I'm not religious whatsoever. You know, I believe God is actually your soul. You live life through your soul, and I believe God is your soul, and everybody's God. They live life through their own soul, which is actually God. That's my belief. So you don't need to go down the religious route. You know, you just need to believe in the universe, manifestation techniques. These techniques have been available for thousands of years. It's been lost on society with people watching television programs that are dumbing people down, you know.
Yes, there's a lot of wisdom out there, and it's tapping into that wisdom, really.
Yeah, that's it. Words of wisdom. It only takes you to, you don't need to go, I've never seen a business coach. I've never had coaching. I've always took nuggets of knowledge from the circle that I get myself involved with, spiritually or, you know, Reiki sessions, meditation classes. People, you kind of tend to find your people within, and you don't really need a coach as such, because you always get those nuggets of information free of charge if you're in the right circle of people. And you can only get into that circle if you actually change your mindset, change your outlook in life. You know, instead of going home and watching a football game, go to a meditation class.
Yeah.
You know, these are the change, small changes, but massive impacts.
Yeah.
You know?
Brilliant. That was very good. Thanks for sharing all that wisdom that you got from your experience. And it's great to hear. And I think a big encouragement for young people who want to, you know, run their own business or they've lost their way. And, you know, we should have more entrepreneurs like you who are so concerned about young people and giving them a chance. That's brilliant to hear, Carlos. Thanks for sharing that. What are some of the big challenges that you've had to overcome to get to where you are?
I think initially, you know, just getting people to give you a chance at the start. To be honest, my biggest achievement, I would say, was that I left a company and never stole one contact from that company. I've built CSD from a position where I never stole one client, or even tried to steal one client from the company I was at, because I had a very healthy relationship with the owner. He was like a second father to me, so he was. And I've got a lot of respect still to this day for him, because he gave me that opportunity, obviously, you know. But the biggest challenge was building a business from scratch and coming from being an engineer to the owner of a business. And obviously, when you're an engineer, you don't know business owners that you can get subcontract work from. You don't know. You have to go and chase the clients yourself, don't you? So you're then relying on people giving you a chance, for whether you're putting a business card through their door or whatever technique you're using. You know, word of mouth is probably only going to get you so far because of the small circle you've got when you leave as an engineer. So a few people took a chance on me, and I'd like to think I repaid them at that time. And it is just about, the biggest challenge was getting people to take a chance on you, but rewarding them when they did. And then we started doing a lot of subcontract work for some of the big companies, you know. We became their go-to subcontractor. And then when we grew and grew the squads and stuff, we then had more men to mobilise, and they gave us more work. But I would say that was the biggest challenge, coming from a company as an engineer and not stealing any, or trying to steal any contacts, to steal any work from them, and growing the business from literally from scratch, and then just chapping doors, speaking to people within the industry, and then a wee bit of luck at times, getting in touch or put in touch with certain people at the right time, and coming across well. You know, people buy from people. There's no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it, you know. And if you can go out there and sell yourself, I see myself as the face of the business, so I need to be the person who that the client wants to buy from. You need to make them want to buy from you. If they don't take to you, then you know, especially end user stuff. You know, if you can go and meet them at a site meeting, and you know, and you're not the right character for that person, which again comes down to a wee bit of luck. But
yes.
if you're not that, if you've not got that energy, you don't feel your energy, you know,
yes,
you're not going to get the order.
Yeah.
So it's just about, again, when I was changing the mindset after 3 years and becoming that person, being ready at any moment. Every single moment now, and for the last 3 years, I've been ready. Whether it's I meet somebody at 10 at night or 5 in the morning, I'm ready. You know, so I'm ready at all times to seal that contact, that contract, the deal, you know, the relationship. You always need to be ready. And having that mindset where, you know, for every minute of the day that you're awake, you must be ready. You cannot be hazy or, you know, or hungover as such, you know. You need to be ready at all times. And I put myself in that position now to be ready at all times to make the right decision. But that all came from those challenges, and just working towards having that mindset, you know. But then the other challenge after that, I would say, would be, which I thought would be the easy bit. The other challenge after that would be employees. You know, it's difficult. Not everybody wants to do things the right way, should I say?
Yeah.
So it's just difficult because I think maybe COVID had a lot to do with it, to be honest. People got comfortable, didn't they? They were off work, they were getting full pay. You know, it's very easy. It's, you know, it's not a slant on anybody. But if you've got the mindset where that's, you're happy to do that, then it becomes a bit of a problem for you.
Yeah.
And we've managed to bring in the right people at the right time and then get them to put the word out that it's good to be here. And then they then get people in at the right time. So that's kind of the way we're growing it alongside the youth sort of set up as well. So bringing sort of friends of engineers or people that engineers know that they've worked with previously that they know are good and want to do things the right way and have that strong mindset. And just creating a sort of family environment where everybody wants to, I know you shouldn't be excited to come to your work, but you should be happy to come and do the work based on it being a good environment to carry out your work. And that's what I've been trying to set up here, is just to have a great environment where people are happy to come in because they know they're going to get respected and treated as adults. And it's a great environment to be in, looked after, and treated well. But that was probably the second thing. I thought the hardest thing would be, I know at the start it was difficult to get the work, but you know, the harder you work, the luckier you get with the work. And we, you know, the work was, it became, I don't, not easy, but you know, easier. I felt as if I could get work easier than I could get the right people, if you know what I mean.
Yes. You've touched many points there, and it's all very, very good. If there was one thing you could attribute your success to, what would it be?
I just think my hard work and drive, the drive, I think, to, you know, see at the beginning, you've got so many people to prove wrong. So many, you know. The first day you go out yourself, all those people that are telling you it will never work, don't do it, you're mad, you've got a mortgage to pay, you've got kids, you know, you've got a wife to feed. These people that you are trying to prove wrong on a daily basis for the first couple of years, again, the mindset changes and you get to a level where you're like, you don't even think about them anymore because you feel as if you have nothing to prove anymore. You don't have anything to prove.
You know, I've been listening to you. You've said great things there. And from an outsider, I think you've been so successful. One thing you said before, which hit me.
Yes.
You said, doing everything the right way, no matter the cost.
Yeah.
That shows integrity, which is a key value that every business should have. So,
Listen, I'm not going to sit here and say we don't make mistakes. You know, we do. We make mistakes probably on a weekly basis, you know. But at the end, when it all comes down to it, mistakes get sorted as soon as we can possibly sort them. So yeah, everything gets dropped. If we've got a mistake on a site or somewhere, you know, everything's dropped until the mistake. So the mistake takes priority. And being upfront and honest with clients and saying, listen, very rarely we've had to remove large sums of guys from sites to go elsewhere to sort things. You know, it just, to be honest, it never really happens. It's always minor things.
Correct.
But having the mindset where, you know, be upfront and honest with people, tell them the truth. Because I like the truth being told to me, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. You know, sometimes you just need to hear it. Yeah. But if we say to clients, you know, listen, we've got a problem elsewhere, we need to mobilise the guys elsewhere and get this problem sorted as soon as possible, and then we can all get back to what we're supposed to be doing. It's about creating a team environment where mistakes happen. Everybody needs to know that, you know, it might be his mistake today, but it'll be yours mistake tomorrow.
Yes.
Support everybody when it happens. You know, even I make mistakes. You need to make sure they're minor mistakes. And then when they do happen, you need to make sure you're jumping on them straight away and sorting them. And then you get back to where you should be. Working with integrity was a massive thing for me. You know, doing the right thing, even when nobody's watching.
Correct.
You know,
that's the of integrity. When nobody's watching, you still
doing the right things. Yeah. You know, and it's trying to drum that into the boys. I'm saying to the boys, you know, you might not be here the rest of your life. You know, I believe everything, obviously with the spiritual side of me, I believe everything's meant to be anyway. So I say to the boys, you know, it might come your time where you'll need to move on from here, or you feel it's best to move on. While you're here, I want to make sure that you are the best you can be and you're gaining the most experience you can possibly gain, so that when you feel as if you might want to leave at 30-year-old or something after 10-year experience, it means you've got options to do what you want. You can be a project manager. You can stay in the tools. You can set your own company up. You have options. I spent 16 and a half years at one company gaining knowledge and experience. Unbeknown to me, because I never had, and my boss never sat me down and said that you can do this, do that, do this. We're just left to go and do the things we had to do. I'm trying to drum into them, you know, take those words of wisdom from it. You know, 10 years' time, you might not want to leave. You might want to stay. Brilliant.
Yes. But
you've got the option. You know, in life, you must give yourself an option. You might not think you'll need the option, but you might need it. And then when you get to that point, you go, thank God I've done that, because I've now got the option to do this, this, and this. You know? A lot of people are short-sighted. And what I do with my guys is, you know, we'll create the family environment, we'll give you the experience, we'll give you the knowledge, we'll let you gain all the experience and knowledge, so that if you ever do feel that you want to, I want my couple of my guys to set their own companies up. I would love that. I don't feel as if we're in an industry where, dare I say it, we've got competitors, because I do things my way, in my own lane, with my own clients. I'm not thinking about anybody else. I'm only thinking about us at CSD. I don't think about anybody else. And by the way, there's some great, great people in our industry that I get on very, very well with some of the other big companies. You know, they're great people. But I don't go about my day thinking about what contracts they're winning or what jobs they're winning or if they beat me at a job. Or, you know, and probably comes from my spiritual side of knowing that everything's meant to be. You know, you'll get what you deserve at the end of the day.
Correct.
So that's the way I live it. You know, that's our philosophy and strategy. Worry about yourself. Get up every day and worry about what you're doing. You know, do the jobs that you've won, and then you'll get another job once you've done that one. It's a natural progression. It'll always happen. It'll never deter or deviate from that cycle.
Yes.
You know, so worrying about other people or trying to compete with other businesses,
yeah,
we don't do it. We don't do it here. You know, we only concentrate on ourselves and our guys and making sure they're happy at their work during the day. That's it.
Yeah, it comes across the authenticity, you know, and how you transmit that. It's very impressive, Carlo. Well, we are running out of time. And my last question before we wrap up is, do you have any advice for your 18-year-old self?
For my 18-year-old self, I would say, don't think you're the man. Listen to what people have got to say to you, because they might just be right. and work harder than anybody else in the room.
Very good. Well, with that note, Carlo, I want to thank you for, well, it's been a pleasure having you on board with us today at Business Spotlight and for sharing your experience, wisdom, and candor with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. My pleasure.